Yes, sir. It's the Give It a Times podcast. What's going on, man? It's episode 12.5. We're just gonna call it that, man. If you don't know, you won't know. But man, it's episode.
You won't know.
It's got exactly. It's the Give It a Times podcast, man. I'm your host, Drish. I'm kicking it here with my boy, Sincere and Draco. What's going on with y'all, boys?
Yes, sir. It's your boy Draco Drum, aka the Bonnet Bandit, aka the Curl King. What the fuck y'all niggas got going on?
Sincere checking in, aka Light Skin Jesus, aka Jermaine, no J. Cole, aka I might fuck your bitch with a condom on, but then again, I'm gonna take it off on round two, put it back in, then fuck your other girlfriend with a condom on, the same condom I fucked the other girl with. Yeah.
Aka I did fuck your bitch and she licked the tip, but what's going on?
Hey, shout out to all the viewers because shit, apparently a lot of y'all.
Hey, man, we slick. Shout out to them, but we slick worldwide.
Yes, sir. They call me Worldwide Drum because I'm never home.
Yes, sir.
I was confused on why some people was, you know, talking to me and shit, but y'all apparently fans of the podcast.
Yeah, man.
My bad. I ain't know.
Hey, and shout out to all the ones that called my phone today talking about Instagram taking away likes, even though we talked about that about 2 months ago. I'm about the
y'all
third
late.
Fourth podcast.
Yes.
Y'all late, but that's it's called Get With The Time.
Yes, sir. You better catch up or get left, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all niggas ain't fans. Nigga cap ass niggas ain't never listened to this shit.
Yes, sir. But shit, we still gonna come with the content, man. Y'all know how we get down. It's another day. We got a few topics to go over, man. I think I'm gonna go ahead and jump out here. I'm gonna go ahead and say free El Chapo, man. Free El Chapo. Yes, sir. If you don't know, you about to find out. But, man, El Chapo, man, he recently got sentenced to life plus 30 years. But, you know, he didn't escape before. So, if he do again, I wouldn't be surprised.
Man.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's like, damn, bro, it's in America.
Honestly, bro. America, y'all niggas wasting damn tax dollars. Send it to Mexico, nigga. Y'all had no business getting this nigga over here. Y'all got this nigga in a private prison, man. Free Chapo, man. Send that nigga back to Mexico with his family. Y'all stealing $13 billion. What the hell y'all gonna do with the seized money? Y'all about to do some bullshit.
They think they didn't got the government think they done got goddamn El Chapo. They think they finna goddamn cut the middle man. They finna go straight to the source with it.
Yeah, too bad his nephew still out this bitch.
Y'all forgetting El Chapo got a plug too, dummies.
Exactly,
nigga.
Yeah, who that nigga? He probably the real one.
He ain't growing this shit out the ground.
Hey man, free El Chapo though, man.
Nigga, who the fuck is El Chapo plug? God damn.
That's the thing. That nigga got the real guap, and no one knows who the fuck he is.
Yeah. Nigga, El Chapo plug his goddamn father.
Nah, they probably, the government probably know who it is, man.
It's the government.
Can't touch him now.
El Chapo plug is the government, man.
Yeah.
They ain't his plug. That's his goddamn number one customer.
Serving good custies.
Yeah,
hey, having a good supply meet.
Yeah.
Free Chapo though, man. I mean, shit. He just doing what he had to do.
Free Chapo.
He's a self-made billionaire.
Man, free him.
Yeah, man. Crazy. I think the craziest part about it is, you know, they trying to, you know, make him forfeit what it's like 12.7
billion, man. The real
that's the thing, bro. That means, bro, the thing about that is people fail to realize, like, bro, I mean, y'all know, but like, that means they know that's liquid, like, that's cash, bro.
Exactly.
He has that laying around. Just imagine the shit he got hidden, bro.
Not
no
stock,
one has 12.6 billion. I don't even think Bill Gates has that, bro.
Not stocks, not real estates. Not
cash.
No, this nigga got 12.6 in bands.
Yes, bro. Like, niggas don't realize that's a lot of guap. Niggas this, that are billionaires had that shit in a company value, bro.
Yeah. This nigga got money stuffed under the house type shit.
This nigga could buy Google in cash right now.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Y'all getting it.
Y'all niggas gotta get this man his credit. This nigga the real self-made billionaire.
He really probably the richest man, if you think about it.
Free El Chapo, man.
Free Chapo though, but shit. Hold your head up. But you gonna straighten that bitch anyway, shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Free goddamn.
Free El Chapo, man, and another
Kodak.
You know. Yeah, free Kodak too. But no, like I was finna say, man, this You can free TK too, man. That man been locked up his whole adult life, man.
His whole adult.
Not even adult life, but his whole music career. He popped off and was in jail. Like,
he pleaded guilty to the robbery,
but said he had no knowledge that the murder was finna take place.
Yeah,
can't be accountable.
I feel you, bro.
Which is probably a very good defense,
in your logic, you probably was like, okay, they're gonna be like, okay, I pleaded guilty to this shit. They're gonna let me off on this, but bro, they finna give you the maximum.
I hope I don't want them to, but I feel like they really finna too, because everybody done down there snitched on them.
Honestly, though, bro, that would be a great defense in another state, but the way Texas operate, give a fuck whether or not you pulled the trigger at all. They charge everybody at the
same. As an accomplice, bro. You are an accomplice of crime. Whether you did shit, you was there, exactly. Bro.
Shit, not even just on no accomplice. They charging you like you committed the damn murder.
Yes, I'm saying. You there, you get the same charge. A lot of places like that.
Exactly. That shit crazy as hell.
That's why niggas need to just start claiming they shit, but... You know,
but you know,
niggas fold, man.
Ain't gonna claim this shit though, unless you do the real one.
They gangsters till they get into that room.
Shout out Pimp Z, man.
As soon as the niggas ask for that cigarette, you know it's over with.
Oh, God. If you're day after, hey, can I get something to drink? with no doubt, Mr. Snitch.
Not Mr.
Here's a Newport 100 right for you.
He don't need a honey. He need a short. Exactly. It ain't finna be long. It's not finna be long.
Niggas out here snitching on their mud brothers for goddamn a short and a goddamn.
You didn't get a wood tip black straight wood. You just smoking that bitch.
Nigga snitching for a Diet Coke. Oh my God.
That nasty ass shit.
That bitch ain't even no can. That bitch is fountain drink.
Ain't even the diet with lime, bro. You ain't even get this remix, nigga.
Shit, that shit's sad, man.
Hell yeah, we playing, but that shit's sad as fuck, nigga. You do the crime.
I don't was jailing nobody, but shit.
But please do not tell me if you was finna say if you do the crime, you do the time.
Oh, that's definitely not what I was finna get.
Oh.
I was finna clarify snitching to the damn viewers who don't know what the hell really snitching is, nigga.
I was finna say, goddamn.
If you pretending or if you really a street nigga and you goddamn do some crimes, nigga, if you the only one who get caught, nigga, don't start naming names, nigga, just because you don't want to go in that bit by yourself. Let your niggas go free and they gonna take
you got caught.
When you get home, bro. You the one
who got caught.
It's one thing you a civilian, nigga, and you was just a bystander, nigga. That ain't snitching because you not a street nigga, but these street niggas be goddamn telling on their partners because they lonely in the goddamn interrogation room.
And then they keep it a buck, man. Even if only for example, if I got blamed for a crime, we all did the crime and I got caught, I ain't gonna tell.
It's
like, damn, I'm being bitter. But like, for example, if I just got caught blamed for a crime that wasn't me and I knew a nigga did it and I don't even know this nigga, shit. I ain't do this shit, bro.
Exactly, bro. That's exactly what I'm fucking saying.
Nah, I'm not even saying on some snitch shit. Just like, the fuck? I don't even know this nigga. And the fuck? Y'all tell me I did this shit? Hell no.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that nigga. What Troy Ave said? Middle finger from the stands. It's either me or it's you, nigga. Fuck you. You fuck that. I don't owe you shit. Fuck you, nigga. I ain't saying I'm a snitch on my op. Now, I know my op. I don't know this nigga if I got blamed for some random shit. It's like I got hit with some R. Kelly charges. I knew R. Kelly did it. The fuck? I'm like, hell no, I ain't doing this shit.
Boy, you ain't finna. Boy, I don't give a fuck who you are.
I dare a nigga to say I ain't gonna snitch. Y'all be lying.
I ain't taking that.
Ain't no nigga taking no charges like that.
No, exactly. You can hit me with a double murder, but I'll take that before I take them R. Kelly charges.
Exactly. Like, no, sir. You're not finna goddamn hell. Nah,
if you my homeboy, I might have to be like, nah.
We don't condone none of that sexual shit, nigga.
I don't got no homeboys on that nut shit.
But I take that Usher case and that motherfucking double homicide before I take that R. Kelly joint.
And we get hell.
On God, that's real.
Boy, stuff, it's dead.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, boy. I rock with R. Kelly music, boy, but I do not agree with Robert, boy. That man, no, sir. That man nasty.
Oh, yeah, fuck R. Kelly. That nigga's a dirty ass.
Shout out to R. Kelly. Fuck Robert.
That nigga a dirty for ass, sure. Old ass.
No, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna sit here and deny your legend status as a musician, but bro, you was a real sicko.
Nah, fuck him.
But shit, damn, bro, but got enough airtime out of this world. Shit. Yeah,
my question is, if he completely canceled, what the kids in pre-K singing? Are they still singing "I Believe I Can Fly"?
They probably gonna sing "Old Town Road."
Yeah,
I'm weak as fuck. Hey man, speaking,
it looked like that shit taking the place.
Oh yeah, man. See, yeah. Look, hey, Lil Nas X, man, he going for the record, man. He keep dropping remix after remix to keep that motherfucker number one.
Bro, definitely. At this rate, he might not ever fucking drop from number one at this point. Bro, gonna be there for eternity.
Nigga, sick.
They keep her number one.
Nigga, infinity ass shit.
This nigga gonna keep dropping remixes his whole career.
Bro, that boy finna get dollar. Yeah, with Dolly Parton, bro.
Exactly, bro. That nigga said bringing it back to country for real, cause you know
this nigga finna get Diplo on the next one.
Bill, he already had Diplo on one.
Oh, he did.
Yes, sir. That was the first one. That was the first one. But with that shit crazy as fuck. This nigga got a remix with everybody. He might hit us for the remix. Old Town Road featuring Get with the Talks podcast.
He gonna get the hottest artist from every genre on that bitch, man. Bro, he going nuts.
That
he gonna Taylor Swift on that bitch.
Bro. Hey, nah, let me tell you how that bitch gonna stay number one for the rest of the year. If his next one, Ed Sheeran, that bitch gonna be over with.
Nah, you know who he really need to get, bro.
This nigga might pop Adele out on the cut.
He need to grab that nigga Post Malone. Cause Post Malone every damn single.
Yeah, he good for him number one. Hell yeah.
That nigga Post Malone good for a top 10.
He would go number one again.
That fucking shit with Young Thug just creeping in at number 3.
Yeah, shit is hard. Yeah. He'll probably get it up out of there.
He would. Like, I definitely could see that happening for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, he might.
And that's just me being real, cause I don't need rock with Post Malone. But bruh be up there.
Post Malone is a hit maker.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I just
pull out their stock.
The rest of his music, I can't really get into like that. I ain't really.
He knows how to make a song. That's just what it is. Yeah. He knows how to make a song.
Speaking of what I had just said, I think that shit funny as hell. How Young Thug own music don't ever really chart like that, but every time feature with somebody, he be in the top 10. Like, bro, got like fucking 5 top 10s featured on some pop person song.
Hey, gotta get it how you live, bro.
He got the talent, just like his fans don't really got. I don't think they got the real accessibility to his shit. For
yeah, because he really is like he's
good
legend anomalies in the game, but his sales never do that shit right.
He a Gucci 2.0. That's what I be trying to tell people. Like as far as sales go,
hell yeah,
like music sound.
Shit, Gucci trying to get his sales together now. He actually charting and things of that nature.
Yeah, Gucci be charting nowadays, but.
Yeah, he do, but I'm gonna keep it all band. I don't be listening.
Neither do I. I don't like the new Gucci, really.
Bro, dropped what 4 tapes this year? I ain't heard not.
Bro, I'm gonna keep it all band with you, bro. Growing up, Gucci is my favorite rapper.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite rappers, but I cannot listen to After Prison Gucci, bro. The hardest song.
I can't hold that song, man.
The hardest song he got out after prison to me was that what was it, Money Counter with Rick Ross? That's my shit.
I like that.
Come
song.
On, bro. Met Gala. He had some shit, man.
Yeah, Met Gala was hard, bro. But Offset really stole the show on that Met Gala.
Yeah, that's
that really
that
was his song, really.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know. I feel like if you was really heavy on Gucci before he lost all the weight, you really don't necessarily like, bro, now. But if you really wasn't heavy on Gucci back then this Gucci be straight to you because that's how everybody be seeing him. I used to like the nigga when I was a little kid. So
yeah. All right, it's probably because you've seen him coming up and you've seen how raw he used to be versus now he kind of commercial, he industry now.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm proud of the nigga and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I just don't like his music like that. No more. Like, so, every now and then it'd be a hard track, but I can't listen to a tape all the way through without questioning myself, what the fuck is this?
That nigga barely doing music. Now, that nigga goddamn being a gym. That nigga turned into a basketball player, bro. I keep saying but highlights.
That man shoot like he retarded, bro. Bro,
no offense
to nobody out there, but bro shoot like he got goddamn problems.
But he shoot like he got Tourette's. That nigga be wetting them threes, though.
He do, bro, but it's just like, bro, he played like prison ball / goddamn PE ball. Like that man, like has no goddamn his. I don't know, bro. His game, yeah, he got it, bro.
He play shit like one of them football niggas who just do basketball for cardio.
Yeah, damn. He just like a trap nigga in the gym.
Hell yeah. What's funny is hell though. Is that nigga big as hell? So him playing like that is actually menacing as fuck to people.
Exactly.
Nigga like 6'3", nigga.
Yeah, but I rock with old Gucci. I rock with Gucci period, but it's like his new music.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. I'm trying to get on the goddamn fitness level. I'm on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it.
Me too, boy. I'm on the way.
Yes, sir. Vegan life.
Yes, yeah, sir. Them boys been working. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm about to go vegan soon. Give me till 2020. I'm going to be there for sure.
Trust honestly,
for
man. Sure. I ain't.
And if I'm not vegan, I'm going to definitely be pescatarian / no dairy.
Hell yeah. I ain't really been on that shit yet, but I really think I'm finna go vegan for real because I'm really finna stop eating pussy altogether.
Hey, man. Speaking of... Hey man, speaking of that, man, I believe we ain't speak on the Jermaine Dupri comments. We ain't speak on that, so I feel like we speak on it right now. But you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna see him lie to you. He told the truth, but it is what it is.
Well,
you know what I'm saying, we ain't gonna really get into all that, you know, deep diving. But you know, go ahead and say your point on it.
Shit, I would really finna goddamn say, at first, I believed that nigga was telling the truth, but then I really sat back and analyzed after what Sincere had said, and I really thought about the shit.
What you mean?
Like, now that I'm thinking about this shit, really looking on the internet, bro, and just being on YouTube all day, because I was on YouTube all day earlier fucking around, it's really only like three like real rap women who like be on some overly sexual shit and the rest really be rapping. The only stripper type rappers that be being seen be really famous on like hella followers on the IG shit, but niggas don't really know of them. But then it's like in the mainstream, the only sexual type rappers is Cardi, Nicki, and Stallion. But everybody else, like Tierra Whack, Ari Lennox, and shit like that.
Rap City. Hey, this goes on, man.
Yeah,
Rico
Nasty.
Oh, yeah.
They really be rapping, though, bro. And they really be damn near Tierra Whack rap better than every nigga on the damn cover with her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it ain't, you know what I'm saying, no hot and that. But I just think all those other artists, a lot of them ain't really looked at how females especially when they come to rap, not a lot of females go into that.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
But shit,
so it's kind of like they see goddamn Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi, all them, you know, of course they the big ones, but they not really
city
looking
girl, shit like
yeah
that.
Like
yeah,
that.
It's supply and demand, bro. Just you know,
but shit, really,
gonna make what's hot.
Hell yeah, mm-hmm. But in reality, nigga, that shit, society fought for over-sexualizing shit. If niggas would just support, like, the less, you know, the other type bars, then this shit wouldn't even really be an issue. But, you know, that ain't what it is.
But then a lot of it's facade, man. Like, for example, I'm not going to take away, I'm not even going to name any artists, but, like, shit. A lot of it facade, you feel me? Some of these people getting plays because they look good.
Yeah, that shit true.
Or getting traction because they look good, getting follows because they look good. Like, stats really do lie sometimes.
Hell yeah, like the payola shit. Yeah. And also, even at the same time, you got to have some rappers who be on, like, you know, the damn sexual shit. Like, it's always like that. Like, I don't know. Like, shit. It always be like a sexual type rapper. Like, I don't know. Because even back then with Niggas Too Short was like hella sexual. That's like just a lane in itself.
Yeah, Bridges was on. Yeah, he was on some sexual shit.
Yeah, that shit is a lane in itself. Like, some rappers is just like that. So it's like, really, there's a lane for everything. But, I mean, shit.
I don't know. I don't be complaining, really. It's just like, man, music.
Yeah.
Really. It's so much of the shit. I mean,
you know.
So much music. Go look for the shit. That's my opinion on it. Look for the shit because there's so much out there. Talking about rap is dead. Rap dead. Rap this, rap that. Nah, y'all just want to listen to that shit.
Yeah, rap
y'all not looking for this shit.
You just don't.
Rap is at the best it's ever been. Me, my personal opinion.
Exactly.
It's just so much bullshit out.
Yeah, it's just like the internet lets everybody put out everything, so you got to sort through the bullshit. But then if you really look in, dig deep, it's really niggas out here who are rapping crazy as fuck, rapping better than some of the niggas in the 90s, bro.
Now, I ain't finna say it's the best music coming out, but rap is the best it's been. Like, just read between the lines. If you know, though, shit. Okay, shit. Obviously, age, time tells, like, what's going to age better, but shit, it's some good shit coming out. It just, I be getting lost in the sauce, too, like, damn.
Yeah, you can't listen to everything, man.
The music ain't hitting, like, oh, this album from 2013, but shit, a lot of it's nostalgia, though, you feel me, so.
Hell yeah.
That's another thing.
That shit is true, that nostalgia be,
you feel me?
Be hitting you.
Well, yeah, nostalgia. Yeah, 2020, yeah. 2026, I might listen to some shit from 2017 and be like, damn, this bitch is a classic, you feel me?
Hell yeah, like, yeah. Some crazy shit, bro.
Like, what?
I might play Gunna 2027 and be like, damn, this thing is legend, you feel
me? Yeah, I might play Gunna too hard and be like, ooh, I don't know about that.
I'm gonna play Gunna, yeah. I'm about to tell you it's gonna be 2025 and I'm gonna still be listening to goddamn. I promise I'll never stop going in.
Yeah, shout out, brother. Shout out, Rich.
I'm playing Roddy Rich. I'm 42 and some shit. I didn't die young, obviously. I'm still up. Shout out to Roddy Rich, man. Bro, grinding.
For real.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Roddy Rich, man. For real.
That freestyle hard.
I fought with bro hard. That song he got, that balling track he got on DJ Mustard. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. DJ
Mustard. That's to this.
DJ Mustard shit was straight.
Yeah. I was like, bro, that nigga. You can play that bit all the way through, no skips.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say I was surprised, but I wasn't expecting it. Yeah. I was kind of thinking he was gonna be on, you know, the typical shit he be on.
Everybody slid on that bitch. The intro was crazy too. Shout out to One Take Jace.
Oh man. And we got to come correct, man. We talking about shout out DJ Mustard, man. Shout out Mustard, man. He dropped a DJ from his name.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, man. I forgot he That's did real. That shit.
But shout out Mustard. Shout out for doing what Khaled couldn't do this year.
yeah, man. Khaled. But I ain't going to sit here and lie to you, though, man. With Khaled albums, man, they just be a bad blend. It don't go.
It's a compilation, man.
Yeah
the nigga be doing compilation albums.
And it ain't.
But the thing with this is, like, you know, usually when you drop these compilations, these playlists, you get at least 3-4 tracks out of it that be hitting.
Yeah.
I can't name one.
But that's really just, like, over the past few years. Because really, when I was, like, when we was little kids, his whole albums used to be slapped from start to finish.
Yeah.
After, like, that whole T-Pain era, that's when it started being, like, 3-4 out of the tapes.
Hell yeah, but shit. The one with Wild Thoughts was the last straight one.
Yeah, that was goddamn.
What was that?
Major
Key. Was that Major Key?
Major Key.
Yeah, that was Major Key. That was when he first did like the little rebrand. That's the positive guy on Snap type shit.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, man. He really did. He really did what got Snapchat where it was.
Hell yeah.
He took Snapchat and like went off with it. Like, granted, we was using that shit, but like he was really own, like, he was really, like, making that shit blow the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I can't even cap, yeah. Man, I was on Snap, but he made me get on that bitch real.
Yeah, bro.
Because I had subscribed to him, and that's when I was watching the shit.
Yeah, he really blew that shit up for influencers specifically.
Hell yeah. Like, y'all remember that one Christmas they gave him a filter, bro? Like, he blew Snapchat up, but then, you know, Snapchat crashed and burned by itself. It did that to itself.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy, though? I was sitting there like, aw, IG story whack, this and that. No.
We was saying
me.
That, bro.
Shitting me. IG story took right on over.
Yeah, bro. We was saying that, over. Bro.
Because I wasn't the only one. Everyone's like, damn, IG story, this ain't going to beat Snapchat.
But
shitting me.
Instagram, bro, Instagram really changed, too, because just how, like, like years ago when Snap was kind of popping, before Instagram got the Insta story, people were just posting bullshit. They were posting pictures of their page. Now the goddamn Insta store take control of that. You can still still post your food, but it's just up there, you know, on your store for a day. Now
on your fucking timeline.
Now, like, motherfuckers
got 13K pictures.
Exactly. Like, now on their page, you might, back then, like in our high school days when Snapchat was first popping on, your Instagram probably got like 30 pictures. Now your shit only got 8. But you on your Insta story every day.
Nah, high school, I probably had like 300.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. In high school, I had way more.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were doing like.
But a good example, though. And IG, we ain't gonna spare you. Y'all should be crashing every fucking day past 2 months. I ain't gonna forget about that.
Instagram, yo.
I don't know what's going on, what the budget is, what y'all hiding from us, but we paying attention. Yeah, y'all got to get that together, man. Yeah,
Instagram got to get that right, and they got to fix them algorithms. They can keep us.
Y'all got
us,
too much money.
Y'all want to? Y'all taking? Y'all trying to test taking the likes away? Get us the algorithm.
Yeah,
man.
Fix the
exactly, bro.
First before you
can
start
you,
doing
just give
data.
Us that back. Man. Literally, give us that back. That's the simplest thing we asked for, bro. Why did y'all take it away? We know why y'all took it away, but you know.
And matter of fact. Since we already talking about Instagram, we'll talk about the like stuff again, just because, you know, people,
the misinformed, the late fans,
just the late bloomer,
exactly. But you know what I'm saying, we talked about this probably like episode 2 to 4. I can't really remember which one on. But Instagram finna come out with a feature now where it don't show likes, and I don't really know for too much if they still doing the not seeing followers thing either.
Nah, just likes.
Nah, it's just the likes, and they previewing it right now in Australia, Italy, and Canada.
Yeah, I seen that. But I mean, you know, I ain't gonna say a lot to you. A couple people called me today talking about that, and two of them was females, and they was happy as hell about that.
Well, my take on this shit is, bro, I think this shit'll be straight, because you personally can still see your own like count, and you can still see the fucking metrics. And it's just like, you know, niggas be liking shit off of clout or shit like that. So that shit gonna force people to actually just look at content they really fuck with. The niggas not just gonna be running the post because they got 100K.
But do you know? And you know what? It's kind of Instagram fault. That nowadays, look what Instagram has started. Motherfuckers go to Instagram for likes. Posting pictures for likes. Doing shit for Instagram so they can get some likes.
Do it
for
Instagram.
Not exactly. Now they took the shit away.
Hell yeah.
They should have never gave it to us in the first place. Will we still have all the bullshit we got going on now with motherfuckers? You know, I mean, granted, the internet, social media kind of, I ain't gonna say it. It fucked a lot of people, you know, self-esteem and shit up, but it kind of did. A lot of people kind of, you know, the way they move online.
Yeah, but it gets to the point, like, even, like, I'm just example, like, musicians, you know, I'm pretty sure it get discouraging, like, you feel me? Like, damn, bro, post this video, he get 4,000 views in a day. I post mine, I got 50 views in a day.
You see what I'm saying?
That shit gets discouraging. I'm pretty sure it gets very, you know, saddening. But once that's out the picture, I'm sure them niggas want to be embarrassed to post a video and shit. You know?
Yeah.
My only thing with the taking away the likes thing is for the people who get paid off of, like, ads and stuff.
But
they can still just prove it.
Yeah. You can still show the metrics to the company, bro. They'll still know who who paid.
They just ain't visible to the
public. I mean, yeah, but of course, but I think, I don't know, you think
it's definitely gonna drop.
Yeah, I think that's gonna ruin like promo ads for people. And I think Instagram, if that messes that up, I think the algorithm is gonna get worse, because we're gonna start seeing more ads like on YouTube, how they got double ads now. I think we're gonna see more ads on Instagram.
I don't think so, bro.
Because if
they already got ads all over, why would they increase ads?
Yeah, like, yeah, they already got the best sponsors.
The ads are already there.
Exactly, nigga.
We're gonna see more of them bitches.
Nigga, they have ads all the time.
You gotta think about this though. Like, those sponsors aren't Instagram. That's like random brands.
Yeah, that's random brands and niggas paying for shit. Yeah. Like, bro, I go on the damn IG story. I done seen DJ Making Right with them stupid ass hazelnut M&Ms every day for the past
like
3 months.
Gummy bear hair, all that shit. That's like just random brands getting sponsored.
Exactly.
These ads is just like they ads. Is when niggas is paying their ads.
Exactly.
The ads. You feel me?
I want to see what the like profile, not really the profile, but like how you upload a picture. I want to see what it's going to look like from like our standpoint.
I just think of it like the lights just gone.
Yeah, it's going to look the same. Just can't see the lights, but then you just go in your settings and look at your likes.
It would probably be just the same.
It's just not visible to the naked
eye. No like button. Shit. Well, like button, but it ain't. You can click the likes. You know what I mean? It's really not that deep, I feel like. A lot of people's freaking out.
It's not deep.
It ain't at all. Like, honestly, I don't care.
Bro,
like,
it's not deep. But a lot of people I seen on Facebook and shit earlier was really in their feelings about this shit. But all I have to say to that, and I'll probably be insane, but y'all niggas sensitive as fuck. It's a fucking app. Get it to fucking together.
And then on top of that, you're more likely in it for the wrong reasons if y'all sad over like.
Exactly, bro.
In it for the reasons just y'all I'm stuttering. I guarantee when this shit do come out, if it does come out, people are going to start screenshotting stats, posting it.
Oh, God, bro.
That's definitely
going to
be a trend.
I'm not ready for that.
It's going to be called Post Your Stats Challenge. Watch.
That's going to be lame as fuck.
Because now they're going to try to prove who really getting the likes. It'll be just like,
yeah, but then that's going
to
show
who getting the likes without the like button. Huh?
That's going to show who really lame, bro, to me.
That's gonna show who win it just for the clout, though, or just attention. Not clout, just attention.
Do anything for clout.
You know, I know
what's gonna happen, though. You know what's gonna happen, man.
Oh, that's a fact, bro. We know that niggas is real fucking predictable, dog.
Yeah,
that shit's
sad, bro.
Yeah, it is sad, bro. I'm going to be mad when I start seeing that shit, bro, because don't nobody give a fuck, bro. Yeah. These niggas have gotten so content with proving their goddamn life to other people on the internet that they don't even give a fuck about what's going on in real life. They just care about their metrics online.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shit, niggas, crazy, man.
Go outside and fucking get some air. Y'all niggas is out of your goddamn mind for losing it.
Go outside, get some air.
IG go down every day, just like the rest of the world. We all know, and y'all still tweet it out every day.
Exactly,
like,
bro.
We know it's down. It's down.
Everybody has this shit.
Y'all tweeting this shit out like it's a PSA. Yeah, you know this shit go down every 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes when your shit go down, you be like, damn, my shit the only one fucking up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
I'm asking that, but damn, y'all literally gonna make a whole tweet. Like, y'all know this shit's down, B.
But
y'all texted the group chat first and then tweeted it. Come on, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're going to just ask your friend on some low-key shit. Like, everybody's still fucking up.
I'm not finna cap. I asked if it's down before. You feel me?
Yeah, but it's just like...
Yeah, we ask that shit every time it go down.
But we be asking each other that shit, though, bro.
Y'all going to Twitter and Facebook. Is Instagram down? Like, nigga, yes.
Bruh. They post that shit because they know that's gonna get traction too. It's just more
and then, to give us just some slack, bro. It gets to the point where we just hit each other like, "Oh, IG down," and like, "Yep, you're right." We just know when it's down.
We just be talking shit, really.
We talking shit now. I got a fucking conspiracy theory on this shit. They taking data. That's my real conspiracy theory. Yeah, pack the shit up tight. I don't know what they doing.
If you don't think they were stealing data this past Instagram shutdown when you couldn't even get on the app, you crazy.
They definitely was getting some shit. swiping, swiping. Yeah, it changed my life.
Hope y'all wasn't in that bit being nasty.
Money man going stupid on Instagram.
And then everybody then went nuts with the goddamn face app. So you already know.
What is fuck? Money man is doing Instagram glitches now. He said, fuck this dark web shit.
Hell yeah, but
Instagram up.
Off of what Jordan said, fuck the face app shit. Y'all niggas tripping, bro. Like,
nah, bro. Before you even get into that point, I ain't know that was Russia owned, though.
Yeah, I feel that shit too. But I don't have anything that I care about anybody fucking taking from me.
They yeah. said, you're going to be on a porn ad. He made
yeah, that's
dick.
Cool. Man, that's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I go on Pornhub. I see my face. Meet your local. Get fucked, buddy.
Nigga,
but I would be weakest.
Hell yeah, I screenshot that bitch and post it.
Y'all tripping.
I'd be like,
no.
That's me no. on X videos, nigga. Y'all nigga see me out just shining, nigga.
I ain't getting paid for this either. I'm just getting exploited. No, man.
Hell yeah, but shit, really, everybody who be tripping about their photos and shit be the people who be having hella fucking nudes and goddamn weird right. ass shit. I don't have none of that shit.
Niggas' phones be a sex dungeon and shit.
Hell
man,
yeah.
Don't delete that shit.
Hell
yeah. Some other shit.
Nigga, I don't even have none of that shit. Nigga, I don't even have Snapchat no more. That's the last place I was sending goddamn.
Yeah, I really don't got nothing crazy on my phone, really.
Exactly.
It's just gonna be some crazy ass pictures of me.
Yeah, nigga. Pretty much just gonna be looking at like, damn, bro, this nigga take some ugly ass selfies playing.
Hell on yeah.
Them, hey man, them boys in Russia, they don't see me. They gonna see like 1,000 pictures of me, like all a couple of do-rags on and shit. Goddamn liquor bottles, all types of shit.
Yeah, yeah. They ain't fucking with us like that. At least our shit. I'm clean.
Honestly,
man.
Bro, that Russian shit really at the end of the day too. Is also propaganda because Republicans want you to think that Russians just be stealing data because of all that Trump shit that be going on, bruh. They just blame Russians for shit, and then Russians don't really always be on no shit like that, bruh. But we not gonna get into no politics.
Yeah, they got the possibility. They got the ability to do it, but yeah, you're right.
It's just propaganda.
Yeah. That's a fact, though. That's a fact.
Fear mongering. all that shit they want to goddamn do. Fuck them.
Shit, shout out to Russia. Shout out to the
hell yeah.
Shout out to the Russian hoes, Iggy Azalea. I don't even think she's from there.
I thought she was Australian, bro.
Yeah, I don't even think she's from there, but man, shit. Shout out to her, though. She looked like she could be from
shout
there.
Shout out to goddamn Russia. Shout out to the old Soviet Union. Shout out to the Czech Republic, man.
Justin Bieber. Taylor Swift and them, all the people.
I'm
there.
So fucking weak right now, dog.
Shout out to everybody from the Caucasus Mountains, man.
Hell yeah! Shout out to
Dolly Parton and shit.
God,
my Cyrus, Billy Ray, all the motherfuckers.
Man, shout out
white country people. Y'all belong here.
Shout out to Noah Cyrus for letting Lil Xan put his face on it like that for that meme.
No, sorry, it's just a mystery to me. It's just like, what the fuck?
I don't even know where she came from, bro. Cause I really don't remember
this
her.
This bitch
ever.
Was made in the fucking lab, bro.
Bro, she just came up as an adult artist. I really don't recall like, ever seeing fuck? Her with them niggas as kids.
And of all things, she pop out with Lil Xan. Like, what the
nigga,
fuck?
She was with Squid Nice too, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Wow, Squid Nice. I thought he was gonna blow.
She was in goddamn New York with Squid Nice on bro pay.
Squid Nice is supposed to be the Crip Trippy Red. That ain't happen.
Hey, shit. No disrespect. I still listen to Squid Nice.
Trippy Red, boy, me. You're tripping. Trippy Red, boy, you're tripping.
I was just gonna say.
Trippy Red, I don't know what the fuck you was thinking with that fit, the outfit of the day. Hey, all the viewers, listeners, supporters, fans. Shit, go to Trippy Red, bro. Like a goddamn floral gang pattern.
Bro got a whole
crop top.
Bro got a whole paisley outfit on, bro. Just go look at it. We ain't even got to say too much.
He in Palm Angels, but what's that shit them girls used to wear?
Crop top.
Not sweatsuits.
Oh, didn't they look like he got on them pink sweats? I don't know.
Nah, man, not them. What the fuck? The name of
look like he got a romper on.
Well, the violation goddamn came in with Jordan with that one.
Fuck that nigga.
Remember when it was that man rapper shit? That little they were trying to force that shit on niggas.
Bro, like, remember? Not find that. Remember when they tried to play Young Dro and say Young Dro had a romp on? Bro did a video and showed that it was a shirt and shorts combo. That nigga wasn't going for that.
Yeah, he wasn't going for that shit.
Man, hell no. Man.
I bet Young Jock would.
Young Jock.
Jock probably got that shit on right
hell
now.
Yeah, he actually came out and supported that shit. That nigga looked like a goddamn 37-year-old CNA, bro. Of course, that nigga wear rompers.
This nigga still getting design braids and shit.
Bro, exactly. This nigga be getting perms and shit, nigga. Nigga, you know the chemical's bad for you, nigga. Get a goddamn fade, nigga. What the fuck are you doing? Nigga getting perms. Your nigga, you're 40 years old.
That nigga up there going to the beautician.
Hell yeah, this nigga doing all the shit I thought Fantasia was going to end up doing, and Fantasia out here doing great.
That nigga that big going to his auntie to do hell.
Yeah. Nigga.
Shout out to Fantasia, man.
Hell yeah, she really bossed up. I seen that at some awards show. She was looking thick out there. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't been shouting in a minute. Yeah. Man. What's on a lot. We got the hero and savior Kim K. She back at it again. You know, before I even get too deep in it, and we get too deep in it, Kim K doing a hell of a lot of shit, man.
She's doing a lot.
She actually making shit happen, bro. I remember that.
She is, but at the end of the day, it still don't make up for all the fuck shit.
What's the fuck shit she's done though?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
She ain't really. I'm about to say she ain't never really did nothing.
Cause really, honestly, I never was on that whole wave of she added sixtape with Ray J. I mean, back then when I was little, younger, yeah. But it's like, man, shit, they was together.
I don't think she did nothing crazy, but there's been all type of stories about Khloé and goddamn Kylie for cultural appropriation, stealing from black women who doing the makeup.
Yeah, Kim has done some shit like that, but I don't think they should be intentional though, really, at this point.
I don't know, but shit, at the end of the day, fuck it. They getting a bag and she actually helping people, so fuck it.
Kim be doing shit.
Yeah, she like, on helping, some real legal power team type shit. I don't know what the hell she got going on, but she really trying to get niggas freed and shit.
She and that bitch trying to be like a Pox.
A who?
She and Lewis going on.
Man, yeah. Shit, she really doing more than that nigga, bro. That nigga only had that one big ass case, bro. Other than that nigga really didn't do much crazy shit.
I definitely
looked up and looked into that shit. I researched that shit, bro.
But I mean, he still was a lawyer.
No, I know that. I'm just saying he wasn't on no reform shit like she trying to do. He was just a criminal defense lawyer, and the OJ case was big as hell.
That was his job. Just like this. That was his job.
He was just doing his job, but she actually like doing prison reform and trying to free innocent niggas. Like, she not just helping niggas with a lawyer for their trial. Yeah. Like,
I thought you said that as in like that nigga lost all his other trials. I was like,
nah. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying he just a criminal defense attorney. Not that that's just like that's a fucking accomplishment. I'm just saying
shit. I was seeing the memes like, Kim gonna get Rocky out. Guess y'all called it. Definitely gonna try to get Rocky out of prison or jail or whatever the hell in Sweden.
Hey, if she can, bro, the black community might accept her. I bet.
Shit, crazy how niggas ride so hard for goddamn celebrity.
I ain't even trying to crack no joke, but Rocky probably in that bitch cooling, like in line on the phone. They throwing shit in here, man. Nigga probably chilling in that bitch. Probably in a nice ass little room.
Bro, I saw the tweets where they showed the damn sweetest thing and it looked like a dorm room, bro.
It looked like a dorm room, bro. But he probably in that bitch capping, like, bro, they treating me so
nigga
bad.
Nigga at college, bro.
Yeah, he had like a damn bitch in there now all of a sudden.
That nigga at college.
Nigga done got rich and forgot where he came
from. Yeah, nigga done got rich and forgot he was slipping on steam in that Rocket's eye.
I'm weak as fuck. Bro really went off on that.
Shout out Ferg for his reaction.
Yeah, Ferg ain't even hear that shit yet, bro.
Ferg, like, bro, you could have told me this outside for the interview, dog.
Nigga said, hold on.
End of their relationship.
That nigga said, hold up, nigga, I ain't never heard this before.
Hell yeah, that nigga called goddamn ASAP and Nas right after the interview and was like, bro, we got to hold a meeting with Rocky.
You got to do something with that nigga, cause that there wasn't it. That nigga went full blown details.
Hell yeah, you
never. Bro, you slipping on semen and shit that fast.
Bro, you never go full blown retard.
Shout out to Rocky, I guess. I don't know.
Hell yeah, shout out to the ASAP mob. Your fearless leader will be home soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hell yeah, hopefully, because if they get that nigga some time in Sweden, I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to think. That would be so fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, that'd be crazy as fuck.
That would be wild as hell if he got like over a year in a foreign fucking country.
And they, bro, they really, what if they get that nigga 6 years, bro?
I would be kind of actually shook for, bro. Like, are we over here playing? But that would be actually wild.
That'd be suck, bro.
To be locked up for 6 years in a country you not from.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. That would be crazy as fuck.
But oh shit, I had something on that day. It's because we was on the topic of Rocky and shit.
Damn.
Man, music videos and bitches, which I think lately, I feel like lately music videos been getting a little better.
Hell yeah,
you know,
bro.
Not typical chicken ass bitches.
I feel like they done got way better. And it's one nigga, this nigga done remixed the same song 755 times from the start of his career. And the baby and his whole team, they whole month, all their videos be hard, man.
But low key, bro, I ain't gonna.
Bro, I got no choice, but he got it on lock right now.
I ain't gonna hold you. That Ashley video where they did the Fresh Prince was extremely hard, bro. But I had to cut that shit off because every fucking verse sounded exactly the same. That was the longest 4 minutes of my fucking life.
And you know the bad part about that is that's my favorite song off that tape.
That shit not good. I don't know why it's your favorite.
Better than the rest of them.
That's not saying a lot.
Shit.
That's
but
not
I mean,
a lot, bro.
They just make music, you know, for a certain type of environment.
Shit, I don't know what type of environment I listen to. I listen to Son of a Vegas on some workouts, you know,
exactly.
About to go beat a nigga up, shit. But I'm not turning on no baby. I quit the baby music.
Yeah, I ain't listening to bro really since after Baby on Baby wasn't that hard.
I think the blank was the last time I was really thorough with my listening to DaBaby.
Yeah.
Interscope, please do something.
Yeah, bro got the same flow. You need to switch it up. As far as DaBaby goes.
Hell yeah. Stunner cool. He ain't burnt out yet.
Yeah, he ain't burnt that yet. But
he got the videos on lock right now. Da Baby, that is.
Yeah, they got them videos on lock for real. And,
oh yeah,
and you're Cole Bennett and you're the friendly neighborhood watch.
Oh yeah, but Cole Bennett, he's the video director and shit.
Yeah, that is true. But also,
the artist
at the same time.
But he's bringing videos.
Cole
back
Bennett too. Videos slick over the past few ones have been kind of dying down to me too. He need a new artist to work with.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, that,
Blueface been on that payroll.
Hell yeah. Blueface ass video was ass, bro. That shit was Offset, Bust Down. That was the worst video I seen in a minute.
That shit was bad, and that NLE Chopper and Blueface Giant. That shit was bad too.
That shit was all right, though. I mean,
that shit was bad, bro. For that to be Cole Bennett, bro. What? They threw a cookout?
I think it's just the fact it's Cole Bennett. You feel me? We gotta give him a slack. Yeah. Like, if it wasn't him, we'd be like, all right,
if
straight.
That was just NLE on his own.
Cole Bennett had a high standard. He, like, top. Shit, he probably would be the best one out since.
So,
like,
I mean, but what we cutting him slack for?
We not. I just called him out.
No, I'm saying.
I ain't saying we cutting him slack. It's just like, when you critiquing a nigga off his own work, it's kind of like,
hell
damn.
Yeah, but it's just like, this nigga just started, too. So it's like, damn, nigga, don't burn out just yet. It's only been a year you at the top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't going to say bro burnt out.
No, I ain't saying he burnt out yet.
No, bro, I'm saying it look like he's on the way if he don't goddamn switch it up.
Shit, you got to think. It's NLE Chopper and Blueface. It ain't like he going to You feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of he go crazy on that shit.
I mean,
what can he really do for the video?
Yeah, that true. Is true, but it needs to be like
yeah, it ain't like a ski mask or something.
You
like,
need to do like a Rico Nasty video or a Tierra Whack or something.
Yeah.
Somebody who actually got some interesting shit going on.
Because I ain't gonna lie to you, that YB and Cordae, I can't remember the name of the song, but that video he had cockroaches on him, that shit was hard.
Oh, I didn't really see that shit, bro.
YNW Melly, all that shit was hard. Mitch President, that was probably one of his best ones.
Hell yeah, but that shit really, whoever edited that shit with the damn robots and shit, that nigga went crazy on it.
Yeah, the CGI shit was hard, but that and Ski Mask shit, what was it?
Catch Me Outside.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
That was really the first. That was the first big video on Cole's channel, bro. That shit really blew that nigga up.
Then Young Bands had one too.
Young Bands did have a
Lonely.
Yeah, it was Lonely with you know, Lil Sky. That was hard. And then he had a damn. I can't remember the Tatiana video with YG and Blueface was great.
It was straight.
That was a cool theme, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say it was the greatest, but it was a good thing.
I'm just going to look at it like, I'm sure bro know what he doing. He know what needs a video for real and what doesn't.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He had some cool video where it was these two niggas with Chance the Rapper. I don't remember what them niggas' names was, but that video was hard as fuck. It was like the underground. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Unless you talking to Jay.
I was talking to Jordan.
You say what?
I said, you know what I'm talking about, bro? It was like two young niggas. I think they were from Chicago, too, but they were featuring Chance the Rapper, and Cole Bennett had did the video.
Oh, nah. I don't know what they're talking
about. They'll have to come to me later, but fuck it.
Shit. Who y'all think got it on lock right now? QC or YSL?
Definitely. QC. Fucking QC, YSL, the only nigga who got it on lock is...
Well, shit, besides that, like, Atlanta shit, just a general rap game. I think QC got it just off the rip.
Yeah. All
right, and then what's y'all close second, just in general, not even just Atlanta?
I mean, I don't really think there's no, like, good, like, just legit labels just out here really doing shit.
Yeah, it ain't really no, you know, it ain't really no... Like I guess team. You can kind of say that's like a label battle, but it ain't really no.
It ain't no teams out here other than QC that's really like really
QC. Waiting.
They got that shit a lot.
You got QC. I mean, of course, you know what I'm saying. You got like Dreamville and shit, but you can't really compare them and put them in the same category.
Yeah. You can't compare.
Yeah, it's just weird.
And even if you did, QC got them out the park right now. They called a bread runner.
At the same time, it's like there's only some labels. That's like families, like on some group shit. A lot of these niggas just be by themselves signed to a fucking major label.
I'm gonna come out with a hot take as far as QC go.
Yeah.
Lil Baby took Migos' place.
I mean, I say that could be true because Migos ain't really had no shit coming out since him.
Because I be forgetting Migos. I ain't gonna say I forget they exist, but shit.
They
Lil Baby, the new face of QC. It ain't the Migos no more.
I say Migos on heat check. They need to drop something soon.
They definitely top members in the group and shit, but Lil Baby, the new QC face. Like, he the forefront now.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Lil Baby been the hardest nigga out in the last 3 years.
But I mean, that's always how it be at every label as soon as a nigga got down.
It's just rotation.
As soon as a nigga start buzzing the most, the label's gonna put their whole entire backing behind the one nigga.
Yeah, it's time to rotate them pieces, man. And then really, you know what's crazy? When JT come out, City Girls finna go stupid.
Hell yeah, that shit.
Really City Girls crazy. Finna go stupid. And people don't realize it because you gotta think. These are all tracks that was just done before scrapped.
Exactly.
Up. I know when Young Miami don't look like she's doing a good job. And arguably, you could say she's not. She holding it down. But what she doing, she holding it down.
But at the same time, we got JT really the real rapper.
That's what I'm saying. Right. She's the rapper. She forced Young Miami to rap.
Exactly. JT the one.
Rapping. She come out, it's a rap, bro.
She right.
They finna go off.
And she got prison raps, you know what I'm saying?
They finna take off.
She got strikes.
Hell yeah, she got them prison raps. She been in the goddamn prison cell on the notepad going dumb.
City Girls finna go through there, man. QC, I don't know, man. Y'all got that shit on lock, man. Yeah. Family owned type, family bread. And I don't know. Y'all niggas got on lock, though. Real tight knit shit.
Shout out to fucking QCP for trying to do that goddamn whoa. Don't ever do that shit again.
Yeah, don't do that shit again, bro.
That nigga look like he was goddamn having a seizure.
Bro hit that bit like that little Mexican man they said was hitting the school bus. Bro, goddamn. I was weak and fuck bro threw that bitch up. When he threw that motherfucker up, bro, I was
weak, he did
bro.
The whole get down. Like, that nigga thought he was seven again. 7-year-old
nigga
ass
thought
man.
He was playing Fortnite.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, P.
P wild the fuck.
Hey. All the viewers, all the listeners, I keep calling y'all viewers. We know it's no visual for this shit, but all the listeners, man, I don't know, but we got to put y'all down on Drewski. Too funny. Telling y'all right now, that's the funniest thing on earth right now. I can't even say Instagram. Bro, we going nuts. Drewski too funny. He out of Gwinnett. Shit. Some of y'all might know about him. Some of y'all might not.
Hell yeah.
Pretty funny is out right now.
Really,
these two niggas can vouch for me.
Hell yeah, really
funniest nigga on IG.
Really the best content, bro. He don't oversaturate shit. He don't do the same skits. All them hoes be original, be funny and relatable. So really, you gotta get on, bro, before it's too late.
Before it's too late, bro, finna go up.
Hell yeah, the nigga followed by all type of fire ass celebrities, bro. Really on some cool low key shit right now.
Yes, sir.
Shit. I don't know. It just be different when niggas real calling and passion be comedy versus niggas who just be on IG doing comedy just because they want to blow up.
Yeah,
you can tell bro really just funny.
Yeah,
cause, you feel me? It ain't forced.
Yeah, remember he posted that damn baby video like last year where he was trying to do jokes when he was like 3.
Nigga,
do this
shit.
That's
a fact. That's a fact.
Nigga really loved this shit. Shit, not a gimmick like the rest of these IG niggas.
Yeah, the ones that got them, they finally get that one hit and they remix that bit 45 times.
Niggas in the store videos, 50 videos up. Like, bro, how many times you gonna go behind niggas in the store and do this? Exactly, how many times bro. You gonna go to the gas station and do this?
Bruh.
I'm not hating, but shit is getting old.
Talked about, bro, he really snapped with the new video he just did, bruh. This the fucking funny Marco, the nigga who be in the store.
Oh,
bruh, fucking took his little brother in that bitch and fucking started acting like he was talking on the phone with his baby mama. And the nigga got down, left the fucking brother with random people in the grocery store and was like, y'all niggas own him now. And just start walking off.
I have to check it out.
That nigga
him,
violent.
Since you damn the name drop, well, you did name drop. Fuck it. That nigga got down. What's bruh name from Twitter? Kyle.
I didn't want to bring bruh up.
Lily K. Fuck that.
Kelly K, I'm a cold clean, my boy. You look like G Herbo, son, and you need to start remixing them damn boomerang videos, bro. We get
bro,
it.
That shit not funny no more, bro.
That shit's not funny no more.
Bro, that shit wasn't funny after the first one.
Exactly, bro.
This shit's not funny no more, Jack. Let this shit go, bro.
And
we
stop
get
putting
it.
That, like that little stretchy, colorful shit on your head for dreads, bro. Like that look like one of them little stress balls that you used to throw at the ceiling when
that
you
shit
were kidding.
Ain't it. Killer K, that shit ain't killing shit.
No hate and shit. We just trying to.
I'm trying to keep it a buck with you.
Exactly.
We keep it real chill with you, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I seen somebody. He retweeted somebody the other day, and that bit was like a. Funniest nigga on IG. I was finna goddamn quote retweet that motherfucker. Said, "Nah, you ain't heard of that nigga Drewski. You tripping? Cause this nigga no sir. He run he, this that shit where you goddamn repeating the same thing and you remix Desi Banks too. I'm on your ass, man. You finna do everything a hood nigga goddamn do under the damn sun.
But what's crazy?
He gonna run with that shit."
Bruh, that shit saddening to me though, bruh, because Desi was really one of the funniest niggas since Vine, bruh. And then lately, he just been doing that shit. But I mean,
and hood niggas on 4th of July.
Hell yeah. Hood niggas cooking fish. Hood niggas at their grandma's house.
Hood niggas
like,
on their fire
even,
up the
it's
grill.
Not even
that's
that
shit.
Is funny. It's just like, oh, that's relatable. Like, that's like,
but I will say. If it ain't broke, don't fix it because niggas be in his comments eating that shit the fuck
up.
And it be famous niggas in that bitch too.
Eat it up.
So I was just finna say that shit. I was just finna say that shit.
Eat it up.
Ooh. I was gonna say, man, shout out to Gunna, man.
Hell shit. Shout out all the IG comedians trying to get it. You ain't gonna catch me, but y'all doing your thing.
Man. Yeah, man, y'all keep grinding. We're gonna keep grinding, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what time it is. I think it's time to get ignorant. It's time for some hot takes.
Hell, it's time to get ignorant.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how y'all feeling. Hot takes for a hot plate.
Hot takes for a hot plate. I'm wondering who backshot air stank. Yeah, dig.
Shit, I could drop some names, but
we ain't gonna do all that.
I'm gonna hold it down.
Yeah, hold that down. Hold, because when I'm real.
But, hey, some of y'all backshot air still got a little weird odor to it.
Hell, yes.
If it's because it's the middle of the day. I don't know if it's because it's 3 p.m. I don't know. But your backshot air shouldn't be smelling like diesel oil.
This shit should be smelling like rubber chickens, bro. But let me say something to y'all though.
This shit feel like a garage.
If you ain't got your back shot air together by the end of July, just stay inside till the fall. Cold weather is for you. Don't come out.
Mm-hmm. That little musty motherfucker, put that up.
Yeah. You fucking a bitch with plastic surgery. You smell Tupperware section in her.
Yeah. Why the hell did your ass smell like the Tupperware with the spaghetti stains?
This shit smell like right air fucking containers. Like
that shit, goddamn.
Hell, plastic ass shit.
Goddamn, but you know.
Shout out to the bitches with work done and still jiggle. Y'all got a good quality rate. I support it. Shout out to the bitches that got liposuction still fat. Whoa. Shout out to Fat Ma and Fatter Ma. And shout out to Fat Tiz Ma.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Fupa game, man. No cap.
Man.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
Man,
shout y'all be out taking to it in though.
Shout out
we know
to
that's
the
not
Fupa
that pussy, game. That's that big ass belly. That no big cap. Ass belly, that ain't no damn pussy.
Bruh, no cap, nigga. That's meme I keep seeing going around. When I was a little kid, bro, I real deal thought the Fupa was just a big ass pussy. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm seven, eight years old. Like, damn, that shit take all type of dicks and that shit.
I was like, why the fuck my teacher's pussy showing at the top of his jeans?
It always be the old ass teacher. I'm like, nigga, take that shit out your fucking.
Oh my
that shit gotta be uncomfortable. Like, your stomach is tucked in. Your pants, bro.
These bitches goddamn tucking goddamn bellies in like goddamn Smith and Wesson.
I ain't seen that shit in a minute, but anyone out there doing it, you're a sicko. That shit's sick.
Sicko mode.
You're definitely a sicko if you're doing that. Yeah. Any old white man doing that, he's definitely a registered sex offender.
Doing what?
You definitely need to walk away.
Doing what?
Just tucking in his belly in his pants.
Oh, yeah. If you got Dunlap's disease, go and let that bitch lap over your belt buckle.
Let that shit hang, man.
It's like when old people get fat, they pull their pants up over that bitch for some
no,
reason.
No, sir. Why? You gotta let the belly go, nigga. Shit, I got a little belly, nigga. That shit goddamn just gonna be there, nigga. We ain't
nigga, dang, they pants is a waist trainer. Bitch, you shit. The fuck? Stop being fucking cheap. Get you a fucking waist trainer, bitch.
Don't even motherfuckers be a size 38. They even bought a 44 to put that bitch over their belly.
You taking your titties and shit.
Hell yeah.
Stomach don't go in jeans, baby.
If your belt
if your belt
leave marks on your waist,
that'd
you're doing
too
it
tight.
Wrong, nigga. You're doing it wrong.
Bitch too tight. Or you need a bigger fucking belt, ho.
Hell yeah.
Probably a bigger belt though.
Yeah, goddamn.
Bigger fucking pants.
Shit, you know, we just trying to help. These is really tips. We not disrespecting.
These are the easy options.
We not.
Or you can just fucking go to the gym or some shit.
We not disrespecting.
But these are the easy options here.
Nigga, because we really, you know, I'm a big nigga myself, but I'm in the gym working. Y'all need to get bit.
Y'all not fucking tuck it in y'all fucking belly.
Get the
fucking pants like sickos.
Get the fucking gym, nigga. Ain't no fucking excuse, nigga.
No cap.
I had to get off my chest. It's some other shit I got to get off my chest, man.
Go ahead.
Goddamn. I don't even know how to really describe it.
What shit? If you think about it, I'll go first. Or some other bullshit.
I got it. Unless you want to go ahead and
say go ahead. You got it. Go ahead, bro.
I'm tired of you sedity assholes trying to come in a nigga life again on some shit. Like, bitch, you done had two fucking kids. I don't want that shit no more, man.
Bro, that's not
that little pussy expired, man.
Fuck that.
That little pussy was expired when I wanted you. You just ain't had no baggage. I'm
hey,
not gonna sit here and call your kids baggage, but shit, them kids is baggage.
I don't want you no more after you done came
really
back with
tried
your kid.
Nigga, that shit, you know.
One kid. But you really tried me.
You know, I ain't even gonna say I don't fuck with women who got kids, because I have in the past and I will. But the problem is if I really, really tried to get at you while you were solo dolo, and
bitch, that could have been my kid.
And you wasn't, exactly, you weren't really rocking with me. Bitch, Junior could have been my fucking Junior. But now you want to come back 3 kids later and 4 pants size later. Bitch, no. You're done.
Now you stuck with an ugly kid, no baby daddy, and no child support.
Exactly,
shit.
Nigga.
Now how you look?
Exactly. I would have been a good father. I actually would have took care of my goddamn kids, nigga. You wanted the goddamn, man. Well, shit, we ain't even on no sorrow, you know, soaking in this shit, because I get bitches. So, you know, I'm just talking my shit.
Yeah. You hoes with kids, stop coming back around. I mean, if y'all...
If you came around first.
You're dealing with me.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
We never met and shit. Y'all welcome.
Oh, yeah. If we never met, it's stepdaddy season. I'm
I was fucking with you in the past, and you disappeared, popped out with a kid, and trying to hit me up. Bitch, leave me the fuck alone.
Oh.
Fucking animal.
And another hot take, man. You just reminded me, bruh. So all you goddamn women who wanted to fuck in the past but didn't say nothing because you were scared to shoot your shot, don't hit me up now that I'm fucking 25, bitch.
Yeah,
shut my fucking
exactly.
inbox, ho.
Stop,
bitch,
stop being.
Come on.
Go ahead.
I wanted to fuck in goddamn mid-11th grade when I was in my goddamn prime form fucking all the bitches raw. Like, bitch, don't come to me when I'm 25, bitch. I'm wearing condoms now, nigga. I got
exactly. Man, I don't even fuck wrong. I don't even fuck like I used to anymore.
Exactly, what? Bitch. I'm wearing condoms now, nigga. Respect me, nigga.
I had stamina back then.
I'm 25.
What you were so scared for? Oh, shoot a shoot, baby. You should never be
exactly,
scared.
Exactly, bro.
Bitch, you should have came when it was piped up.
Even goddamn Spice Adams be shooting them jumpers, and that nigga goddamn be bricking the fucking shit out there, but
bitch came through. I don't even got dick no more.
Exactly.
For no reason.
Exactly, bitch.
Bitch, you 20 years late, ho.
Exactly, man. Oh, nigga, this dick ain't free. Shout out, rest in peace, Pimp C, nigga.
I'm charging now.
What is you talking about, bitch? Man. And another hot take, fuck all you lame-ass niggas, man. Fuck all you lame-ass niggas who be trying to ask where the hoes at and be having niggas bring bitches out, or not bitches, excuse me, having niggas bring good women out for you to try to get at, and then when you bring the women out, these niggas ain't got a damn thing to say.
Oh,
man,
boy, don't get me.
This actually a good one, boy.
Bro, that shit lame as hell, bro.
I brought so many girls over.
Are you scared?
And just be blowing the bitches away, lame,
bro.
Now, then they get mad at me when I'm all good. I'm like,
exactly,
bro, I done did my part,
bro,
for the fifth time this week.
Bro, they get mad when they didn't do the right things with the other girl, and then you and your girl about to go fuck, and now they left in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's not my fucking fault.
Ain't my fault that bitch wasn't going for you. Shit.
And also, it's like, bro, these niggas slick be mad, rapey, pressurish, nigga. Like, bitch, just have a conversation with a young woman, nigga. What is y'all doing?
Oh, you told me to bring some bitches through. I did my part.
Exactly. And nobody said just because we was bringing women through that they was fucking. Maybe we was just kicking it, bro. Y'all niggas always expect sex. And that's
worst part about it, man, it always be the same nigga bringing girls through. Them niggas be the biggest fucking complainers. Like, bro, I never see you bring a single bitch through ever. Like,
exactly, bro. I'm always bringing the goddamn women friends and shit. You ain't brought nobody, nigga. You ain't put me on nobody, nigga.
Ever.
Hell no, that shit. And it's just crazy because I'm just seeing so many niggas' images in my head.
Yeah, you ain't
it's
lying.
Specific niggas that I'm like glaring at right now. Like, if
I'm
y'all
talking about hella niggas I didn't put.
If y'all, they probably listen to this podcast, nigga.
If
you
listen, if
you right
listen
now,
to it, you feel hit. I'm talking about you, nigga. You was a lame. I don't associate with you no more either, probably. So
and
shit.
I can't stand a nigga that be like, nah, bro, we be talking on social media, then get in person, don't do nothing.
Yeah. That shit.
And then the bitch. bitch. Nah. It'd be even funnier with a bitch like, oh, that's your friend? Yeah, he be blowing up my phone.
Yep.
Then the bitch wanna fuck on you. You gotta break it down like, damn, she fucking with me, not you. You be like, damn, we be talking. Yeah. And then you gonna hurt her shits, but you like, damn, she told me to be blowing up her phone, though. They don't even be responding. You know, now they getting mad and shit at you because you caught them out. Man, I'm gonna say what it is, man.
But end of the day, though, too, bro, it's like them niggas who be fucking blowing up these girls' inboxes and be all in their shit. Nigga, if you a goddamn grown-ass adult male, you should be able to read between the lines. Every time that I've been talking to a girl on the internet, or just anywhere, text, whatever, and we was finna link, the energy was already established. Yeah. Niggas be having friend conversations with girls and then be getting mad that the girl don't want to come over and fuck. Nigga, y'all never even spoke about that shit. Nigga, I be telling girls in the inbox I'm trying to fuck and they agree and then we link up.
Hey, look. Hey, you niggas telling them girls pull, push up, come through. Second text matches. I hope y'all niggas get robbed for real. Niggas on some of that shit, man.
Don't be knowing a bitch from a can.
Don't know the bitch from nothing. Y'all seen that bitch at the club? She takes you back the next morning. You tell her to push up.
Like, man. Like the great Bishop once said on IG, all you lame ass niggas who goddamn telling these bitches to push up and come smoke, thinking you gonna get some pussy, but you're just gonna get some good company.
Tell me, man.
If you ain't got that finesse in your blood, you're not going to have it.
It got to be in you. It can't
be. Neither got it or you don't, man. Even exactly. I know some niggas with money can't get a bitch deal. You either got it or you don't, man. Swag ain't going to get you no hoe. I know some niggas with dirty vans fucking the same bitches with niggas with designer shoes. You got to have it in you, man.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Bye.
And follow you. Hey,
got to have that charisma. That aura.
Facts. And for all you hating ass niggas who may be tuning in on some fan behavior shit, don't get mad at us. Because everybody who in this podcast, we get our fair share.
Hey, shout out to the people that listen but don't support. Y'all still supporting in some way.
Exactly. And shout out to the man. Shout out to all the haters on fan behavior for real. We really love y'all.
Who get cap of the week?
I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. I meant to say this in a group chat the other day. I forgot what you had did, but I was finna give you cap of the week, but I ain't gonna give it to you because I can't rule it away. Yes, you. I forgot what you had did. You had did something, and I was finna say you cap of the week already. It happened like yesterday or the day before, but I can't really remember.
Nah, fuck that. If we can figure out what it is, shit, let's figure it out.
Shit, I'm gonna say, I ain't even gonna do that. That would be rude.
what you finna say?
What you about to say?
I finna goddamn give ASAP Rocky cap of the week, nigga. Talking about he in inhumane condition, he in a dorm.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna give Brett benefit of the doubt.
I know exactly. I was just trying to get a joke off, but I'm gonna give Brett a benefit of the doubt because black people gotta stick together.
Right.
For I'm sure. Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I did.
Neither do I.
I don't know what I did, man.
Shit, I guess, you know, there's a few we could give. I don't know who the fuck was Captain. Y'all niggas did good this week.
Oh, matter of fact, nah. I want to get cap of the week to a couple people.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we ain't really got all the AASL freestyle, but I want to give a cap of the week to any artist that did not do the freestyle for the AASL chain. I'm giving y'all cap of the week because what you signed up for if you ain't want to participate.
Yeah, they just want to look good. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucking rap magazine, dude.
Yeah, but it's just like, damn, nigga, you know you goddamn do the freestyles. That's the main point. That's the focal point.
Exactly.
That interview, I don't want to get to know shit about you.
Exactly. Why the fuck is you dropping an interview? Nigga, at least do your ABCs this year.
We talking about they skipping everything, man. Like
exactly. Nigga, shit, fuck it. Hell yeah, bruh skipped everything. Shit, even, man, all of them niggas.
Nah, ain't no bruh. Gunner.
It's a few.
I don't even want. I ain't sugarcoat nothing. Yeah, God, he went Hollywood and, on him.
And on God, bro, this shit really hurt my heart and disappointed me. But we just gonna not, since we dropped Gunna, Tierra Whack, you the goddamn real rapper in the goddamn bunch.
And I was and looking forward to her freestyle, bro.
Yo ass really skipped the freestyle, bro. Bro, she dropped the day they dropped her interview, dog. She dropped the damn freestyle on her own YouTube page on some damn flip phone ass recording.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, but we didn't ask for this. Get on the goddamn cipher, damn it.
Well, damn, now that you just said that, I didn't even know that. That makes sense.
No,
what but if it's like her streams and one of her own profit.
Yeah, but bro, like, it just, the quality was bad, though.
She could have, I see the vision, though.
I see the vision, too. But if she was going to do that shit, she could have got, like, a real videographer to do it herself. She really, like, just did, like, some front camera shit, bro. Like, that shit was kind of iffy.
Damn.
That shit. And it's not looking good for Blueface, neither, because I don't think Ruff freestyle neither. But, I mean, Blueface just, you know, a lot of niggas don't even like Russ, so he's saving the fans, really.
Probably, I'm not going to say I wasn't expecting. I wouldn't care if he did rap, but if he rapped, it would have been straight.
You know? Hell, yeah.
He but, like, the niggas that was supposed to rap didn't rap.
Exactly.
But and honestly, Gunna, with him not rapping, man, I feel like he definitely should have rapped if Roddy Ricch dropped one. If Roddy Ricch did it, man, you should have did that, Jane.
Nigga, Little Mosey and Comethazine did it.
I mean, of course they gonna do it, but
not of course. I'm saying because they don't even fucking rap like that, bro.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Little Mosey don't even rap. Little Mosey don't even rap, nigga. That nigga does singing melodically.
The baby did a fucking rap.
The baby shit was riding through another niggerhood and I'm like, I can
that. Oh, we can fuck.
Yeah, the baby.
I figure out what the fuck I did, though, bro.
The baby fucking used the damn verse from one of his popular songs, bro. I heard all them shits before. Yeah. I would try.
Oh, I believe it.
That's the piece of Dr. Seuss, man. Cat in the Hat. Rat,
green
eggs and ham. Oh, yes,
M-I-M. Rest in peace, Dr. Seuss,
man. Red fish, blue fish, yellow fish, green fish, backshot air smell like tuna fish.
Red fish, blue fish, yellow fish, blue fish.
Oh, boy, had classes, though, really.
Hell yeah, the rest in peace.
No cap, I had a Dr. Seuss. I had a Dr. Seuss video game on my Game Boy. That was hard.
That sound hard to be real.
That'd be hard, fuck, no cap.
But shit, what the hell? We gonna skip IG model of the week this week? Yes, we are.
Hey man, shit. In fact, I'm gonna give a farewell. I'm gonna be gone for about shit. Probably like the next 10 episodes, really.
Hell yeah.
Shit, Jordan and Draco gonna hold this bitch down. That's a for sure fact. You know,
we gonna try to hold it down, man. We gonna be missing, bro, but you know.
Yeah, but I'm gonna gone.
Get it. Goddamn
10 weeks. I'm gonna be here in spirit, though, or whatever they say, supposedly.
Yeah, like, acting like he's dead.
I just wanted to say that shit because people always say it, but
yeah, but shit. While we goddamn closing it up and doing farewells, you know, he just really reminded me some shit I'm gonna say on the way out, man. Y'all niggas with nicknames that y'all giving yourself, stop fucking calling yourself that if nobody else calls y'all that shit. You see, that nigga just called me my shit. Y'all niggas is calling yourself shit, nigga.
Niggas get called out in the comments and everything. Niggas, what? Huh?
Hell yeah.
How did this name come about?
Who is that?
Hell yeah. Niggas never called you this ever, bro.
Exactly, bro. See, we got real nicknames. Niggas is calling us this shit. Nigga. Get in line, nigga. What are you talking about?
Niggas' nicknames be on a whole different wave, like some other shit. Like, you made this shit up. This is your rap name that you need to take off with.
Shit don't even be close to their own name.
Exactly, bro.
They don't even got a real backstory. It's like, nah, they call me this. Nah, nigga, you call you that, nigga. That's really going down.
That nigga government name Arthur and called a nigga Peanut. Should have been making no sense.
Hell yeah. Yeah, nigga named Bartholomew, and they couldn't bro calling himself Tommy Gun online.
Like, nigga, nah. You know your nickname Barty, bitch.
Yeah, you know you. Yeah, your mama called you Barty. Barty, come home, dinner's ready.
Yeah, nigga, nickname Belly.
Oh God.
I don't know what the fuck that nickname.
This really been one of the longest fucking podcasts, nigga. But we really piped up because y'all don't even know we recording this late night tip, nigga. This quiet storm, nigga. Fuck you talking.
Yes, sir. I'm feeling good, feeling great.
Shit. Goddamn what? We an hour 20 minutes in. I mean, shit.
Exactly.
We might as well make it hour 30. I mean,
nah, how y'all feeling? I ain't got shit else to really say, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither, man.
I'm just talking my shit at the end. You know, we really just getting bullshit off, really, to be honest. But at the same time.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, man. Shout out to all the listeners, man, that have been here since the first episode, man. Yeah,
exactly. And shout out to all the listeners who be in other countries, because we ain't even know y'all niggas knew us.
Man. Shout out to everybody over in Puerto Rico, Germany.
I just want to point out the nigga said Puerto Rico, like that shit not a part of the United States.
Well, nigga, it pull up on the where the fuck we viewed it.
It's a subpart, so though,
just,
really.
I just said Puerto Rico.
I don't need no passport.
Okay. Well, you don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico, but for some reason that was just announced. But yeah, man. This is the Get With The Times podcast.
Nah, bro, hold on. Hey, man. All the listeners, if y'all got topics or suggestions on some things, you know, hot takes, don't be afraid to message, you know, Jordan or Draco. You feel me?
Exactly, bro. You know, don't be afraid.
Shit y'all might want to get spoken on, you know. We just cover what we see or think. A lot of shit we don't cover because it'd be some bullshit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, a lot of shit we miss. But if you really want to goddamn send some topics in, goddamn DM fucking Jordan on Instagram at 9Dresh5 and then get at me at motherfucking at B Anthony D. The O is an X, but get at us.
Yes, sir. And I'm gonna be back, you know, whenever I come back or whatever. But shit.
Hell yeah, but shit, that's the Get With The Times podcast, nigga, episode, whatever the fuck you want it to be, and we out.
12.5, really episode 12.
Hell yeah, nigga.
You know the vibes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Fat Month.